This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's election day in Italy this coming Sunday, the third biggest economy in the European Union, if you're counting. So the result is going to carry some weight in the rest of the EU. But one of the key issues in that election is a distinctly domestic affair. What to do about the sizable chunk of Italian young adults, say 18 to 34-year-olds, who are still living with their parents? There is a bigger percentage of that cohort in Italy than in any other European country, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from Rome.
Bamboccioni is an insult. It means big babies. A politician first used the term here a few years ago to shut up pampered young people complaining about their lot. But at this protest against job insecurity in Rome last week, I met Matteo Frigerio. He works in airport administration and insists that many young Italian adults have to live with mum and dad.
The rent of the apartment are too high and we don't have the money. I'm living with my parents. I have 32 years and I cannot go outside of my home.
You are a Bamboccioni yourself.
In a certain way, yes.
65% of 18 to 34-year-old Italians still live in the family home, and many, like 21-year-old student Martina Antonini, say they have little choice.
I live with my parents. I study and I also work, but I can't afford to live alone because I have a really low wage.
Martina is desperate to fly the nest, and so is her older sister, a graduate.
Even my sister, she's 27 years old and she lives with us, but she also can't afford to live alone. She's just a waitress now. She has a master's degree in psychology.
Italy's scandalously high youth unemployment rate of 32% makes matters worse. The plight of the Bamboccioni has figured in the election campaign. But I've come here to the baroque splendour of the Palazzo Madama, seat of the Italian Senate, to speak to a politician who's not entirely sympathetic to the Bamboccioni, Senator Lucio Malan of the centre-right Forza Italia.
In some cases, it is because it is much better to be fed and housed and cuddled by their mothers than going to work.
We can tackle youth unemployment, he says, but
we cannot do anything for the over-cuddled young men and women.
That may sound heartless, but there's something in it, says Patrizio Nisirio of the Italian news agency ANSA.
A lot of people in Italy prefer to stay home because, you know, for some of them, independence is less desirable than mama cooking and ironing your clothes. And that's a fact.
And mama is more than happy to oblige.
She's happy for kids not to leave the nest.
That's not the case, though, with 21-year-old student Domiziana Domeniconi's mother.
She wants me to leave.
Oh, she does?
Yes. As soon as possible.
Domiziana aims to leave home as soon as she graduates and to leave Italy too, to live and work in France.
Because I have a lot of friends that live in Paris. At my age, they work and they have a home of their own. It's easier there, I think.
200,000 young Italians emigrate every year. A shocking flight of human capital, say the critics. A much bigger problem than the Bamboccioni. And the ultimate irony. In spite of its bambino-loving culture, the country is driving its young away. In Rome, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.